William Preston's first-degree lecture is structured as a series of questions and answers, divided into seven concise sections. This 18th-century method, often referred to as a catechism, is praised for its didactic efficiency. While each learner may have a preferred learning style, Preston's approach combines the written word, voiceovers, and visual elements to cater to a wide range of learning preferences. This course lesson will break down each section of Preston's first-degree lecture in an easily digestible format. Introductory address by William Preston. Masonry, in the general sense, is an art grounded in the principles of geometry, aimed at serving and benefiting mankind. Freemasonry, however, aspires towards a more profound objective, the cultivation and enhancement of the human mind. It is thus more aptly described as a science. Its teachings, often cloaked in allegory and illustrated through symbols, espouse the highest moral principles. The aim of Masonic lectures is to unveil these lessons and mysteries, encouraging a deeper understanding of their profound truths. Virtue, duty, and the nature of the deity are core themes, influencing moral conduct and social responsibilities. Section 1. Testing a stranger who purports to be a Freemason. In the first section of the lecture, Preston outlines the method of examining a stranger who claims to be a Freemason. This process ensures the integrity of the fraternity by verifying the credentials and knowledge of the individual. Section 2. Examination of a non-Freemason entering the lodge. The second section deals with the initiation process for a stranger who is not a Freemason. It describes the necessary steps and protocols to induct a new member into the lodge, ensuring they understand and embody the principles of the fraternity. Section 3. Learning to be a moral man. Preston emphasizes the importance of moral education for an entered apprentice in the third section. The focus is on learning to be a moral man, the foundational quality expected from all members of the Freemasonry. Section 4. The form of a Freemason's lodge. The fourth section investigates the physical and symbolic form of a Freemason's lodge, described as a parallelepipedon. This geometric form holds significant meaning in Masonic teachings and is explored thoroughly. Section 5. Inside the lodge, furniture, ornaments, and jewels. Preston takes the reader inside the lodge in the fifth section, detailing the furniture, ornaments, and jewels that adorn the room. Each item within the lodge serves a symbolic purpose and is integral to Masonic tradition. Section 6. Virtues and foundations of Freemasonry. Section 6 of the lecture describes the virtues that are required of a Freemason and the underlying foundations of Freemasonry. Emphasis is placed on the moral and ethical qualities that members should cultivate. Section 7. Responsibilities of a Lewis and characteristics of a Freemason. The final section explains the roles and responsibilities of a Lewis, a term representing a son of a Freemason, and outlines the distinguishing characteristics of a Freemason. These attributes define how members are expected to conduct themselves both within and outside the fraternity. Conclusion. William Preston's articulate and evocative language encapsulates the essence of Freemasonry. His lecture draws the reader in, detailing the path to understanding the noble principles of this ancient and influential fraternity. Through attentiveness and dedication to these teachings, one may hope to fully grasp the profound mysteries of Freemasonry.